This is Dakota Datebook for January 14th. Before there was a weather channel or a weather app for your smartphone, people looked to nature to predict the weather. Animals were considered reliable forecasters. If there was more orange than black on a woolly bear caterpillar, well, the winter would be mild. More black than orange meant a hard winter. If horses grew a thick coat early in the fall, winter would come early with cold temperatures and lots of snow. The same for early migrations of geese, ducks, and monarch butterflies. And if the snowy owl arrived early, that was also a warning of a cold, hard winter. On this date, in 1909, an article in the Hope Pioneer alerted readers to signs for the weeks ahead, some of which farmers supposedly knew and heeded. They all pointed to cold and snow as winter continued into the new year. The first predictor mentioned was the pig. Since early October, the tails of pigs were curled up very tightly. Presumably, this was to prevent the tails from freezing and was acknowledged as a reliable prediction. Woodchucks agreed with the pig's forecast. Ordinarily, woodchucks dig burrows no deeper than 4 feet, but in 1909, according to the Hope Pioneer, quote, this fall they hired steam shovels and went down 20 feet or more and then insisted on feather beds at the bottom, unquote. The frogs had a similar plan. Instead of burrowing just a foot deep, again quoting from the Pioneer, this winter they have gone down 5 or 6 feet and have taken a supply of coal with them, unquote. Okay, so there may have been a slight exaggeration regarding the woodchucks and frogs. However, other signs also pointed to a rough winter. Migrating birds left North Dakota a full 2 weeks early. Potato vines and turnip tops wilted 10 days earlier than was normal before a mild winter. Hens stopped laying eggs in November and had grown plumage thicker than usual. Farmers started observing the signs in August to predict the coming winter. More fog than usual or a hot first week in August warned of cold weather to come. In 1909, they couldn't turn on the weather channel, so all they could do was go outside to see what Mother Nature was up to. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.